Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the beginning of a new week, and it is, of course, Memorial Day 2020. Welcome to all of you as we are broadcasting live today. We do not have telephones. We will not be taking calls today. Technical glitch, unfortunately, as I had every intention of doing that, because on the show plan today, which I will have up on my Jeff Krupp Facebook page, I asked this question. Do you have a personal story about Memorial Day that has impacted you? Yeah, especially if you are someone who lost someone that you knew, a member of your family, maybe someone you were at war with, who died in service to this country. Have you thought about it? Have you passed those thoughts on to your children or your grandchildren? Will you visit a cemetery today? Will you watch a memorial service? The Oregon Air Guard is going to be flying around the state again with F-15s over hospitals and other places, including northeastern Oregon today. So be looking for that. They're going to start, actually, they're going to start down at 10:50 in Klamath Falls. And then they're going to fly White City, Oregon. They're going to fly, and that's over the VA facility there. And they're primarily going to be flying over medical facilities. Obviously, in this time of, well, of COVID-19 and the impact it's had on elderly veterans, it's been pretty significant. There's no question about it. They'll be flying at 11:10 over the Roseburg healthcare system. And 11:10 also at the Mercy Medical Center. And then the Peace Harbor Cottage Grove Community Medical Center in Cottage Grove. And then at 11:22, the McKenzie Willamette Medical Center at Springfield. And 11:22 also at Peace Harbor at River Bend. That's the big hospital there in the Eugene area. And then flying out at 11:40 to Peace Harbor Medical Center in Florence. And then going up to at 11:44 to the Lower Umpqua Hospital at Reedsport. At 12 o'clock, the Asante Three Rivers Medical Center at Grants Pass. And 12 o'clock back down to Grants Pass again, Riverside Park. And then they're going to fly out to Brookings Harbor. And then there's, and that's just the squadron that flies out of, this is the 173rd flying out of Klamath Falls. That's the group I flew with many years ago, just before, literally about a month before September 11th, 2001, I flew with them in an F-15, did some combat flying with those guys was really quite an experience. If you've never experienced it, believe me, it is something else. Anyway, the 142nd, which is based in Portland, will also be flying around the state. This is all part of Operation American Resolve. And it's all about it's resolving that we as a nation are not going to be cowed or bowed by a virus unleashed on us and the world by a communist nation, China. We're going to overcome it. Now, we're doing that just because of our American spirit, what we believe in as Americans. But we're also doing it as we remember the men and women that have given us the liberty to live in this great nation, to not live under communist rule. And it's a powerful thing. And you see those veterans that, and as we remember them today, are the ones who paid the price, who have died. We want to remember them in a very special way. And what I wanted us to be able to do, and was prior to the telephones going down, was for us to be able to have actually listen to you tell us stories about people that you knew that made that sacrifice, whether they died in combat or not, but veterans, men and women who had made the choice to serve us in the military, to give us that freedom, this opportunity to live in this great nation. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. I'm going to share with you some of my thoughts. We're watching Fox News right now. I've got it on the screen here in the studio. And the president and the vice president will be laying the wreath at Arlington Cemetery. I also want to talk with you a little bit about on the political side of things. This is a show called Political Coffee, after all. But, you know, I want to focus more today on Memorial Day and what it really means and how it's important to each and every one of us. But I have to say something about the Oregonian editorial that I say gets it half right about rebuilding Oregon's economy. This is going to be an essential thing moving forward. And finally, stop the abuse. It's another Republican Party recall Kate Brown effort. It's up and it's running. But there are two other recall petitions that have been filed. The Republican Party one, I think, is probably going to afford you the best opportunity to take the experiences we've learned from trying to recall Kate Brown the first time and now put it into play. And part of that is an app that the Oregon Republican Party has been working on for several months. An app that people who are gathering signatures can have on their phone. And you know what the app does? It very quickly will be able to tell you if you've signed the petition already so that you don't have duplicate signatures. Duplicate signatures are a big problem, folks. Believe me, they're a big problem. So I want you to be aware of that. The Republican effort, and I am not aware of the other two efforts other than that Bill Currier, the Oregon Republican Party chairman, has said there are two other recall petitions that were filed prior to theirs. But you can go to the Stop the Abuse Recall Kate Brown Facebook page, or you can go to their actual website, which is stoptheabuse-recallkatebrown.org. So either of those are vehicles by which you can obtain petitions. You could sign up, and you can learn all about how you can download the app to your phone if you're going to be an active petition gatherer, and I hope that many of you will consider it to be so. Because I'm telling you right now is a profound time in American history. Just because of the virus, but also because of the means by which our politicians have dealt with it, whether it's at the state level or certainly the federal level, but right here at home, locally, in our counties and our cities. And this is why I say that the Oregonian editorial gets it half right, because they allude to the failed leadership of Kate Brown. And we'll talk about that as we go through the show today. Again, my apologies to all of you on this wonderful Memorial Day. I had intended those of you who want to comment, want to talk about Memorial Day, tell stories about someone that you knew that gave their life for this country. We're not going to be able to do that today. We're not going to be able to because of the fact that our telephone lines have gone down. My apologies to you for that. So today we will talk about some of the great positive stories about what veterans are doing on this day and have been doing to bless others in America, in addition to their service. Because after all, we wouldn't observe Memorial Day if there hadn't been veterans who had given their lives for it. So the F-15s will be flying around the state today at about 2,000 feet generally. They'll be flying around 250 knots is what they're supposed to stay at. They'll probably be flying a little faster than that. Kind of is going to depend. As I'm looking outside, I'm seeing that the clouds are lifting. So, you know, they'll be flying around VFR, although they may have to do a little bit of IFR work to get to wherever they need to go to today. And that may change their timing as they go around. But you will see that. You will see the either VFW or American Legion gun teams that will be out firing volleys of salutes. They usually do that at various cemeteries around. And I have to tell you that I went yesterday. I was in Bend visiting my mother, who had just lost her husband, Dick Borgard, of some 30 years, who was an Air Force veteran. He never flew in combat, but he flew just after Korea and just before the Vietnam War in B-36 bombers. And we went to his cemetery plot in Bend. And in fact, I posted a video of this on my Facebook page, and you can see it if you go to Jeff Krupp. I'm one of many Jeff Krupps, but this is the one that I have a video, and it's about a minute and a half or so. And I pan around the Deschutes Memorial Gardens. And you will see, and I'm watching it right now on my computer screen, you will see just an enormous number of flags. Now, this is not a VA cemetery. This is not like Willamette National Cemetery here in the Portland area. But there's a lot of veterans buried there. But you'll also notice that all around the facility, and I narrate this a little bit as I pan around, these very large American flags that are placed all around Deschutes Memorial Gardens. And it is a profound thing to see them. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that because of what that flag means in regards to our country, what it means in regards to the blood and the sacrifice that it took for this nation to be what it is, for this nation to live free, so that I could live free, that you could live free, that we could pass it along to our children and our grandchildren. And that's why I say, have you passed this a personal story that you have about Memorial Day? Have you passed it on to other generations? Have you talked about the significance of what Memorial Day means? That it's more than just, you know, having a long weekend off? So one of the things you can do if you want to share that with me today is go to, send me an email to jeff@1220.am. jeff@1220.am. Share that story with me. And I'll be happy to share it on the air today as we're broadcasting live on Memorial Day 2020. When we come back from the break, I'll share with you about a little bit of my stories about Memorial Day, about sacrifice. What's yours? Jeff at 1220.am. Back in a moment, friends. We are young. Heartache to heartache, we stand. No promises, no demands. Love is a felony. We are strong. No one can tell us where. We are back. We can have a look.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, friends, we are back. Great to have you with us. Memorial Day 2020. By the way, if you were hoping to see a video of the Christian worship service that we had on the steps of the Capitol just a little over a week ago, it is up. an edited version is up on YouTube. You just search YouTube for the Christian All Church Worship at the Oregon Capitol. Now, Dave Hopfer has the longer versions available. He was our great friend, a real patriot who is for many years now has been just videotaping the Liberty Movement since it really started in Oregon, you know, even prior to 2010. He has a CCTV channel in Salem that he puts up these things, but he has these available, and they are long, but they are in total form. It's a couple of DVDs. I mean, it's a long time. They are available for $15. If you want to send me an email, I'll pass it on to Dave, and you can contact him, and you can go ahead and you can see a shorter version that's on YouTube. Thanks, Dave, for doing that. By the way, thanks to Avis. Avis, if you're listening, thank you for the email about the flyovers of the Oregon National Guard today, the F-15s. They'll be flying around. I encourage you to take your grandkids, take your kids to a cemetery today where there are flags. Talk about Memorial Day. You know, when I was yesterday was at the Deschutes Memorial Cemetery, there was a young man walking around, and he had flags in his hands, and he was placing them down. It turns out he was from I believe the American Legion. I'm not sure if it was American Legion or VFW, but he was doing it. He's just a regular guy. And we didn't have one at my mom's husband, Dick Borgard's actual grave site, because it isn't on his headstone that he served in the Air Force. They should have put that there, but they didn't. And it's partially because he's buried next to his first wife, and it's a smaller headstone, and there really isn't room for it. So I mentioned that my mother was there, and we were placing flowers and cleaning off the headstone, and I mentioned it, and this young man heard me say that, and he walked over and gave us a flag, which I appreciated. And then a little bit later, as we had kind of finished our time there, and I had made that little video, which you can see on my Facebook page, we were walking away, and I happened upon a gravestone of a Marine. A sergeant who had there was not a flag there. And so this young man was still in the cemetery as he was talking with another group of people. And I yelled over to him that there was a Marine who didn't have a flag. And he walked over and put one down and thanked me for doing that. And I was pleased to have helped remember a Marine who served our country. I don't know if he died in combat or not. It's irrelevant. Served our country, and that's what we remember Memorial Day over. It's not just those who've died in combat, but those who have taken the time to serve us, actually put their lives on the line to serve us all. Again, it's Memorial Day 2020. If you have a story to tell about it, please send me an email, jeff@1220.am, and I'll do my best to read it on the air. The phones aren't working today. My apologies for that. So you can share your story over email, and I would appreciate that. Also would appreciate it that if during this time that you've been stuck at home, and maybe even today, if you are working on your home, maybe you have debris left over from whatever you're doing, you can get rid of it at Clayton Ward Recycling right here in Salem. They've been in business 50 years. It's a family-owned business. They're right off of the Salem Parkway and Main Line Drive. They're open Monday through Friday. I don't know if they're open today. You probably should give them a call if you want to take some stuff to them today on Memorial Day. They're probably not, but it's 503-393-8700, 393-8700. That's Clayton Ward Recycling. They are open Saturdays generally from 7 to 3, Monday through Friday 7 to 5. It's easy to get in there, easy to get out. It's a great local business. Please support our local businesses that support this radio station. Clayton Ward Recycling. So it's a powerful thing when you watch a when you watch a family welcome home a loved one who's died in combat. And I witnessed this for myself. I was at a legislative meeting. I was still in the legislature, but I'd been to Iraq. Some of you may know that I was in Iraq in 04 with the two of the 162 Army Rangers of the Oregon National Guard Combat Infantry Unit. And then in 06 in Afghanistan. I was at a legislative meeting. I'd come home from Iraq. And I was in, I was at Nashville. Or excuse me, I was in Memphis. I'm sorry. And I was in the airport on my way home, and I'd noticed some folks being interviewed by a television reporter and TV camera crew, and I didn't think anything of it. I went to my gate, and ultimately these people showed up in my gate. And I got to talking to what was the grandfather, and I learned that they were welcoming home the body of his grandson, and his father was there, and escorting the body home was the brother of this Army soldier who had been killed in combat, who was also over there as a soldier, and this was in Iraq. And what was powerful about it was to watch the living son come off the airplane and greet his wife and his newborn child that he had not seen yet. And for me, it was powerful because it was the powerful moment of seeing the grief of joy, grief of welcoming home son killed, so that a new young child.
No, that's not poverty.
6:30.
No, that's not poverty.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes before the top of the hour. It's Memorial Day 2020. I'm sorry we cannot take your phone calls today. Unfortunately, our telephone system went down on us, and that was, darn it, something I wanted to hear from you were your personal stories. Like I just relayed to you about a personal story that I experienced after I'd come home from Iraq, and the poignancy of seeing a family grieving to receive one of their sons home who had died in combat in Iraq, and the brother escorting, who was also in Iraq in combat, escorting his dead brother's body, but to arrive with his family with tears and then tears of joy to see his new young baby boy that he had not seen. It was born to his wife while he was in combat in Iraq. The power of that moment. And I'm sure that many of you who have been in these circumstances know full well with what I'm talking about, and you have these other stories. Well, there are some wonderful positive stories about veterans that are doing some really cool things, in this, especially in this time of this insanity surrounding this virus, to make people's lives better. And I'm going to share some of those with you. There's a great Breitbart story about that, and I do want to share it with you. But we can't take your phone calls. But you can share your stories, whether they're positive or not, but your gratefulness, your thankfulness for Memorial Day and what it means. You can share it with me by email, and I'll do my best to read it on the air. So send me an email to jeff at AM. I want to remind you that if you are thinking about some construction work around your home, remodeling maybe, check out Eric Azer at RighteousRenovations.com. He's a guy who lives his faith in his business. Now he deals with you. RighteousRenovations.com. Don't take my word for it. Check out the great testimonials on his website, RighteousRenovations.com. So Mark sent me an email about two of the topics. We're also talking about the Oregon editorial gets it half right on rebuilding Oregon's economy. And there's a piece in that that I'm going to share with you in a moment that ties into the other story, the recall efforts against Kate Brown. The Republican Party has launched theirs, but there are two others. So here's what Mark writes about. He says, Jeff, what is the deadline for the signatures on the Brown recall petition? Well, it's going to be 90 days from, I think, last Friday. At least in, I think, is the Republican Party one. Now, there was two others that were filed prior to that, okay? In fact, Chairman Bill Currier has a piece up on his Facebook page, which is called Stop the Abuse, Recall Kate Brown. And this was, he posted this on May 16th. Okay, so it's been a few days ago. So you've got 90 days, folks, all right? Now, the good thing is that they have an app, the Republican Party does. They've been building an app to put on your phone. If you're going to be a recall petitioner, or you're going to go out and get signatures from people to recall Kate Brown, this app tells you, you enter in the name of the person and their address, and it'll tell you if they've already signed the petition. That way you don't get the duplicate signatures that creates all kinds of problems, okay? And he's got a long post about that. You can read it. But that gets to the other part that what Mark is writing about here. He says, what is the deadline? Well, it's 90 days. He says, I sure hope we're not headed for a repeat of the last time this was tried. Me either. That's why they're trying to make sure that we've got enough signatures. And I'm going to talk about that in a moment, but I'm going to read the rest of his email. She says, also, I'd like to say welcome home to all my fellow Vietnam veterans. And let's remember, all of our vets that gave their lives for this country from its beginning. Indeed. Thank you. So the Oregonian editorial is about setting a course for the economic revival. And this was from the 24th, yesterday. And, you know, they talk about how it's going to be business that is going to get this state back on course. And they're right. It will be. And they're talking about the amount of revenue loss that we're going to see over the next 4.5, 5 years. It's $10 billion just out of the general fund. It's a phenomenal amount of money. Now, we know that Kate Brown is, and what they're, by the way, talking about in this Oregonian editorial is the fact that state agencies need to handle the surge that is already happening to them and to communicate if there's a problem. And then they get into the Oregon Unemployment Department, I call it, and the mess there. But let me read for you a line from this today, and it's powerful. And it is this. There's been limited communication. We're talking about the Oregon Unemployment Department and the mess they've had. They say there's been limited communication from Director Kay Erickson and Governor Kate Brown as this debacle continues into its third month. That reflects a disturbing lack of concern for the thousands of restaurant workers, clerks, drivers, and others that have lost their incomes and face mounting bills. Now, let's stop right there. Disturbing lack of concern. Now, those words are a link to a previous Oregonian story that we've talked about how saying sorry is not enough. Friends, I saw a Facebook post, I think yesterday, from Bill Post. And, you know, he said he's getting just an enormous amount of communication from his constituents about not being able to get through to the employment department and get a claim filed or get it approved or fix problems with their existing claim. And they're running out of money. They don't have any money. And he said, "I am sorry, doesn't cut it." And he's right. Something needs to be done. And the fact that it isn't done is what they're saying in this story. It's a disturbing lack of concern. By whom? By Kay Erickson and Kate Brown. Well, you can't do anything about Kay Erickson. Kate can, and she's probably going to fire her, is my guess. And should be. But Kate Brown, you can do something about. And that's called a recall effort. Now, for you to be a signature gatherer for the Kate Brown recall effort, there are going to be people that you need to communicate with. And one of the ways you can do that is to use a couple of these issues that are profoundly impacting people. And the employment department debacle is one of them. And it is probably front and center. And, you know, you could just say things very, if you're out gathering signatures, it's really not hard. Kate Brown doesn't care. As the Oregonian says, Oregonian newspaper says, Kate Brown doesn't care about the laid off restaurant workers, clerks, drivers, and others who've lost their jobs. Kate Brown doesn't care about them. She is not fixing the employment department's problem. The phone system still doesn't work right. You can be on hold for 6 hours, like this friend of mine was the other day. 6 hours and not get through. It's absurd. You want to stop the abuse. Stop the abuse of by a politician who doesn't care. Doesn't care about you. And the other thing about stopping the abuse is stopping the abuse of a politician who refuses to classify churches as essential, even though pot shops and alcohol liquor stores are. You know, that's all you need to say, folks. People get it. They understand. A recall campaign is not a positive thing, and we're trying to be positive today on Memorial Day. But it's also your right, as we remember Memorial Day, and the people who gave us the right to live free under a constitution that guarantees our rights. We have a duty and an obligation to their memory to stop the abuse and hold our elected officials accountable, to honor their memory. Why don't you consider being a recall petitioner? Again, you can go to the Stop the Abuse Recall Facebook page. They have a website also. Get signed up. Get the app on your phone so you can check to make sure the people you're talking to and signing up have not already signed it. This is really important. Friends, Kate Brown needs to be held accountable for this. This is beyond just political posturing, folks. People's lives are truly being hurt by a governor who doesn't care. And when we come back from the break, I'll tell you who she does care for, and the Oregonian editors acknowledge this. Listen to the talk, Memorial Day 2020. Send me an email about your Memorial Day story. FNOLD.AM. Back in the moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Sorry that you can't call today. The phones are down. Darn it. But you know, you can send me an email in the last segment of the show here to jeff@1220.am, and I'll do my best to read it on the air, like the one I got from Mary out in Shaw, talking about our friend Vern Staley, who's a 95-year-old World War II combat veteran from Staten. She said that Vern placed flags by and the vets at our church cemetery the other day. Unfortunately, they're not going to be having any services today. That's too bad. Vern was a combat medic in Europe. He's just a marvelous man. He's 95. Kudos to him. He has some incredible stories to tell. So before I end the show with some positive stories about veterans blessing others on Memorial Day during this interesting time, let me finish the thought that I shared with you that I would finish. The Oregonian editorial talking about how to get Oregon's economy reviving has a number of suggestions. And one of them is, well, it's the people that Kate Brown does care about, because they hit her for not caring about people who can't get unemployment because of the screwed up computer system and phone system. You know the story, right? You know what? If I were Kate Brown, you know, they're hitting her because she's being totally silent about it. You know, if she were a leader, you know what she would do? She'd get the TV cameras from all the news stations and the TV reporters, and she'd march on down to the employment department, and she'd go sit down at a computer, and she'd start answering phone calls and start helping people. And you know what she would say? If she were a leader, she's, I care about the people of Oregon. I'm doing my part. It's all hands on deck. And I'm going to be here from 7 o'clock in the morning till 6 or 8 o'clock at night every day until we get this backlog of 50,000 Oregonians who've not been able to get through since March, folks. If she were a leader. And they say that it's a disturbing lack of concern. Again, these are reasons that you could be a part of the recall campaign. Stop the abuse. Recall Kate Brown, Facebook page. But do you know what? Who she does care about is the unions, government workers. The Oregonian says that they should freeze the salaries and delay the raises and cost of living increases. You know, Kate Brown's not even done that for the executives or senior managers, let alone the unions. Now, why would that be? Well, Nick Blosser, her chief of staff, says, well, you know, we're not going to comment on particular proposals as we examine each agency's proposed cuts. No, that's not why. There's two reasons why. She's still betting that they're going to get a big bailout from Trump, so she doesn't have to cut salaries or even delay increases. And they go on to talk about how at least one union, which was the Portland Firefighters and Portland Police, that represent the commanding officers that had negotiated pay raises prior to the shutdown, are giving them back. And it's a bunch of money. Good for them, by the way. They also say that you got to support the leading role that businesses play in a recovery. Well, what does that mean? It means rolling back the regulations and the new taxes on these businesses that make it hard for them to be able to just survive, to reopen. Many of them are not going to. Don't hold your breath on that one. And they also talk about resisting pork barrel politics. Don't hold your breath on that one either. So it is Memorial Day. And there's a Breitbart story about some great stories of what American veterans are doing. The American Legion is the largest veteran service organization in the United States. They've been doing some interesting things. This is a positive story. The American Legion riders, these are motorcycle riders, showed up in Inwood, West Virginia, for a 16-year-old girl's sweet 16 birthday party, because she couldn't have a real one. The American Legion Riders Chapter 14th in nearby Martinsburg, West Virginia, rode up and up to this gal's house. Paige is her name. And they rode up and they placed a banner on her porch. And then they reached out to the riders and they showed up in the evening. They sent a text message to Paige's mom. And the whole family came outside where there was a parade of motorcycles coming up and down the street to their house. They held up signs and birthday wishes. She was wonderfully pleased about that. In Arizona, the American Legion riders from different chapters around the state were part of a motorcade with the Northern Arizona VA healthcare system employees that made a 200-mile round trip to the from the VA facility in Prescott to the Hopi Indian Reservation to deliver boxes of food, bottled water, and other donated projects. In California, the Newhall, Saugus American Legion Post 507, Santa Clarita Grocery and other local organizations provided free lunches as a way to recognize National Military Appreciation Month. The American Legion Post 37 in Ames, Iowa, heard that vending machines in the Iowa Veterans Home were out of snacks. So what did they do? They went and bought them and they delivered them to the veterans. And they go on with story after story after story. In Missouri, stories of the American Legion Post there 1214, who went to go meet a woman veteran, 91-year-old Rita Jordan, who served as a U.S. Navy interpreter and parachute rigger. They came and visited her. And in New York, after a 32-day stay in the hospital, American Legion writer Ron Jarvis was greeted as he left the hospital by his post. The stories go on and on. Those are great stories of the American Legion doing good things to bless our fellow Americans on Memorial Day. And I hope that you will, too, remember this day, talk about it. And I hope you will remember our great advertisers like Freedom Heating and Air, a great local company in Salem that has discounts for veterans, by the way. Please remember, if you need some work done on your heating and air conditioning system, it's freedomheatingandair.net. And also remember my friends at Pro Bioscience. If you want to feel better from your aches and pains and you want to build your immune system, go to pro-bioscience.com for CBD products that work. It's where I buy mine. Enter in the discount code MOM. MOM, get a 15% discount. ProDeathBioscience.com. Be blessed today as you celebrate the great sacrifice of men and women who've served us in Memorial Day.